Yes.
Terry Harding.
Hi, Cliff.
Yes, Mr. President.
I just made a decision that I think will please you.
Good.
And and as a result of it, I know that you can now go out and have a chance to sell our rural revenue sharing. The extension service.
Yes.
I made the decision that we will follow your recommendation. The maintenance of effort, you know, sort of whatever it is that is required. I think you know
the three sentences that need to go in.
Yeah.
Well, I had to push the harvest.
Well, I understand. Well, as a matter of fact, John Connolly and I talked a little about it in California, because you know how strong he was about this and that and the other thing. And I just told him, I said, no, the Department of Agriculture will be tough enough, but the Extension Service, we just cannot, you know, that damn thing is it's so part of the American ethic that we just can't screw it up.
Well,
but I just want you to know that I just told Ehrlichman Schultz that's the way it's to be, so it's done.
Well, thank you.
And when you hear it from them, I just hope you carry it out, but I appreciate it. I know you had to argue for it, and you were right, and we pushed it out.
Well, on that basis,
and you get the word to the people in the department that you and I chatted about the thing, and that I, frankly, this is a good idea too to the farmers, that I overrule the OBM staff and I stood for the Secretary of Agriculture.
Fair enough. Yes, sir. Say, Mr. President,
okay.
There's a man I think you know in here with me now.
Uh-huh.
Bob Gifford of the Farm Journal.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
If we don't, one over the other, I'm a stutter in the next 10 minutes. He's going to come to work with us.
Oh, that's wonderful, wonderful. But listen, you don't stutter ever.
Try not to.
That's right. You're always fast with the words.
Well, he's good to be here.
Well, he's a great, great guy. I just told him I'm just delighted, and we'll be delighted to have him.
You would say a word to him, would you?
Sure I would. Sure I would. Put him right on.
I didn't raise this either, Claude.
That's right.
Hello.
Hello. I just wanted you to know that Cliff had told me that he's trying to use his wiles to get you to come help us, and I couldn't endorse it more. It'd be a wonderful asset to the administration to have you with us. We need not only your support, but more your know-how, your way around, you know the farm community, and it would just be a great help to us.
Well, I appreciate that very much.
And we look forward to working with you. I just gave Cliff some good news he'll tell you about the extension service, so that'll make your job a little easier.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, tell the farmers not to give up on us. It's going to come out all right.
I'm sure it will.
Yeah.
I'm sure it will.
All right. Fine.
All right.
Bye.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye.
Thank you, Mr. President.
You betcha. Hi.
This is Pop.
How is your wife's eye?
Oh, it's all healed. Thank you. And
good.
You made her week last week.
Well, the poor girl. She's such a pretty thing. And my goodness, I thought I was worried about that she had a permanent damage to the eye.
No,
but it isn't one of those things.
No. And what it is,
thank God.
Eye heals very quickly.
Great.
And she's
great.
Back to normal and
great.
Going good.
Yeah. Great. All right. Well, that's wonderful.
Well, this is a great day, Mr. President.
Fine. You go ahead now, and the thing, just you work out the words, but I've made the general ruling. I didn't read I don't know how to dot the I's because I just said, all right, fellas, look, we're going to do what you want on this thing, so let's work it out.
Well, if they're all, the words are all prepared.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.